Check, check, check,
check, check, check, check.
One,
check.
Two, three.
Check,
check, check. Two. One,
check.
One,
check.
Two, three.
Prestige
two.
Worldwide.
Check.
Why?
Check.
Why?
Omaha.
Why?
Omaha.
Why?
Check.
Are we good, Brian? Are you getting us?
Yeah, I'm getting all three of you.
Can you hear me now?
It is fantastic radio for this. Yes, you. I got you all. Got you all.
Good job, bad take. Yeah. Good job.
Way to quarterback. Way to quarterback that thing.
Yeah.
He's had a rough morning,
y'all. The nonsense segment.
Really has.
Well, I won't say mad, just maybe a little hurt. That was
this is hard hitting journalism. It is. I mean, we're
you want to see mad? You wait till our fans get on the line.
Yeah.
Calling this nonsense.
Don't say fans plural.
This is.
Hey, I got an ad that I might be able to let you do here one day soon.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, Jake's been trying to do a live ad for me forever.
He has.
All right. Elsie Fence or something.
Blue water. Fence want to be a good one. Fence
want
to be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll work on it.
Yeah. Testimonials. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Testimonial.
Gentlemen. We have arrived at a very important day in Eric Ain's show, Rusty Wallace Honda, Rusty Wallace Kia lore. We are at the final day.
Today is the last day.
It's over with.
It's been canceled.
This is it.
No. we're one of them every Friday, so if we do get canceled, chances are our last show will be at one of these spots. But so far, so good.
Planning on it.
So far, so good. But this is a very important day because it is the last Friday of Star Trek character or college basketball player, with the college basketball season ending on Monday. And you guys are making me do math because we have a different number of weeks. Jake, you and Chad had to miss a week because of a meeting. Mm-hmm. So this is coming down to percentage points.
Slackers.
Ooh. Percentages.
Ooh. Ray Huffaker's mad at you guys for missing that. You guys are being slackers, missing our pick segment.
Mm-hmm.
Being in a meeting with him, yeah.
Well, you know, tomato, tomato. Yeah.
He told us to be there, so we were there.
Yeah. So Joel's been perfect. He hasn't missed one in the entire time that we've been doing this.
That's so annoying. It's a little annoying. I mean,
so I'm shocking. Not participating today. I will sit here and do nothing.
Jake, you were.
Doing for the most part.
I was going to say, welcome to the Eric Ain Show.
Jake has recovered from a tough start. His picks are 500 on the year.
That's better than normal. He had a 50-50 chance of getting them right.
You bat 500 in the major leagues, buddy. You're getting a seriously nice contract.
There you are.
Yeah.
Eric Ains, you have gotten 84% of your picks right.
Woo!
Chad Campbell, you have gotten 85% of your picks right.
Oh, he set me up.
Chad's a cheater.
He set me up.
So, as thin of a margin as you can have.
Codes over here.
Yeah, like I've been paying him.
Oh, like you would trust Bad Take on it anyway. Exactly. He might just tell you wrong.
Like, listen, like Bad Take is over there doing what he does on you know when we're on the radio. Now he's hovering over my shoulder because we're doing Star Trek character or basketball player.
This is the best part of your show.
Okay, fair, but still.
Would you like a Chad and Jake autographed T-shirt? All right.
Well, I've got the T-shirt. We can autograph it later.
Two fans.
That's right. Now we can say fans instead of fan.
All right.
Who's the first one?
Your mom.
Thank you.
Oh, and my mom.
Good job.
You're up to three.
Miss Ainge.
That's
right. Yeah.
You're up to three.
Give a shout out to
Mama Ainge.
Mama Campbell.
That's right.
All right. So this is a very important day, Chad. You get to go right before Joel. So I say to Jake Bull. Ethan Thompson. Is Ethan Thompson a college basketball player or a Star Trek character from one of the main series?
No doubt, basketball player. It's the easiest one you've done. In fact, he plays in the Big Ten.
You don't have a clue where he plays.
That was such good. That was like a good me right there. Yeah, you made eye contact.
You did.
You sold that.
You even got specific with the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm. He's not a Big Ten player. I believe he's actually a Pac-12 player, but he is a basketball player.
He's one of the biggest ten
in the Pac-12. Fair point. Fair point.
Yeah. Chad.
Well, they're both crazy. Let me just say this. But they're right about the basketball player.
Well, what conference is he in then, Mr. Know-It-All?
He's in the Pac-12, Jake.
Like I said.
No, you said he was
top
one of
10.
You said he was one of the biggest 10 in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
He's not. He's number 18.
Oh.
Joel Silverberg, Ethan Thompson, is he a basketball player or a Star Trek character?
You actually can't wear the number 18 in college basketball. It's against the rules. But Ethan Thompson.
Who knows that?
Most of
Baton
us.
Could have done it.
I've never heard that before, ever.
Yeah.
I didn't know
you
that.
Can't wear
Joel
a number.
Joel could be lying on half the stuff he says, and we'd all
can't
believe
wear a number
that.
Higher than
like,
five.
Oh,
you
no,
can't.
You, know
you cannot have a digit higher than the number five. You can in the NBA. You cannot in college.
Oh, because when they call the foul, I mean, it would be like,
yeah.
Oh, I get it.
So clearly the NBA has figured out how to count to six. The college officials have not.
No. Well, that's not, if you've watched college officiating, that's not a surprise.
But yeah, Ethan Thompson, one of the biggest reasons Oregon State made the Elite Eight. Basketball.
Like I said, Pac-12.
Biggest 10 in the Pac-12.
He's a guard. He's a guard that averaged 15.7 points per game.
He's the number like Eric and I. You've never even – you don't know where Oregon is on the map.
I'm from there.
You don't know how to spell Oregon.
We went to different schools together.
You went to different schools together?
You don't. Just don't.
All right. Number two.
You've got your things you deal with, Brian. I've got the things I deal with.
I happen to be the Eric Ainge of Chad and Jake.
And that
I would not claim that.
There's two of me now. The world's in real trouble.
No,
literally,
there's
you
not.
See him, you'll say that's two of Eric.
Now, see, that's where you cross the line.
He needs to work on his mustache. Yeah.
That's the only thing I need to work
on. His waistline.
Jake can't grow a mustache. He needs to be able to sell cars for a living, Eric. Don't put that on him. All right.
Don't put that evil on me.
Name number two. Jake Sisko. Jake Sisko, is he a college basketball player or a Star Trek character?
I'm pretty sure we already did one named Sisko. Because I said Sisko rhymes with Crisco. Crisco thinks me make of you. You do not make me think of a basketball player, so I'm staking Star Trek here.
I think that's the right move, and more specifically, this is Deep Space 8 in the thing that it goes through. And with that, and that's not a – no, I was going to make a really inappropriate joke. This is a family
you
program.
Should not,
I'm gonna move
yeah.
on from
yeah.
that. I'm going to move on. Deep Space 8, Star Trek.
Chad.
Fact.
Yeah, fact. It is. You're right. We have had someone named Sisko. It did rhyme with Crisco, and
he
didn't
sing
say
the thong song.
That's right. And it is a Star Trek character. It's not Deep Space 8. It's Return of the Sith, obviously.
Return of the Sith. Joel.
Yeah, I've actually heard Sisko before, so it's. I'm not a Star Trek fan, but I've heard that name in relation to Star Trek before, so I'll go with Star Trek. I'm not going to take a guess on which one.
We did have his dad previously, Ben Sisko. Jake Sisko is a Star Trek character on Deep Space Nine.
What a long line of
I always forget the numbers on the Deep Space.
I didn't know it was Ben's boy.
There's first generation, second generation.
No.
Deep Space Nine.
Battle at the buffet.
Yep. That thing.
Chad Campbell.
We're just going to leave that one alone. Name number three, Christian Bishop. Christian Bishop, is he a Star Trek character or a college basketball player?
He's a post player. Probably ACC is what I'm thinking. It's old man Bishop's boy.
Yeah, he's kin to the Bishops.
Yeah.
He is. He's
Long
kin to the Bishops. He's a good kid. He's a basketball player. He's a basketball player. I can't remember what team he plays on, but I did watch them play, and I'm pretty sure they are blue. But I don't know.
That narrows it down.
He's a basketball player, though.
Well, he is a basketball player, but it's not on a blue team. Mm. It's on a gray team.
Gray. Way to pick a neutral. We're all getting color old and colorblind here.
It's
so
for Switzerland.
They wear their white home jerseys.
Cut the gray wire. I don't have a gray wire. I've got light gray, medium gray, and dark gray. Oh, that's right. Red. I'm colorblind.
You always cut the red. It's actually a similar blue. What's this blue called?
Boost blue.
It's
that
a
is a Type R that is in the showroom. And let me just tell you something. Type Rs are rare, rare, rare. And I got one in, and it's sitting on the showroom.
It's sweet.
Yeah, that baby is a hot ride.
It's fast.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that on the road.
Don't let Eric drive
it. That thing is bad to the bone.
Oh, yeah, that's a cool car.
Don't let Eric drive it.
Same
Joel.
As, Bishop.
I don't know if Creighton has a gray jersey, but if they do, Christian Bishop's worn it. Basketball player.
Yep.
When you guys are both right. Crazy. They wear gray and blue. He plays for Creighton.
Oh.
Like so did they wear blue?
I would said Cray.
Cray.
He played for the Crays.
Like I said, they played an ACC team.
It was
he averages 11.4 points per game and 6.4 rebounds per game.
Duh. Gray.
Yeah. I heard it.
Name number four.
Yoda Harry, doesn't know who that is.
Harry Kim. Harry Kim. Is Harry Kim a college basketball player or a Star Trek character?
So, like, why?
She's a cheerleader for Alabama.
Why? Why?
Jacob, here, what like, your answer you know, is. You got this you know, one right.
You can name a guy. You can name someone Harry if they're, like, certified to be a Billy Bad A.
Why do you name a child Harry? That's the question.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you know that your child potentially is beat at birth, you don't name him Harry. But this is on, what's that?
Or your daughter.
Yeah, but she's kin to the Kims down in Alabama. They got that nice piece of land with all the landowners. Not a big deal. Definitely a Star Trek thing. I don't know what one.
But no kidding.
But check.
Shocked me.
Star Trek. Check.
Chad?
Well, it's Jake's turn.
Yeah. Jake already got it right.
Star Trek.
Jake already got it right. His comment, it didn't matter what he said. He got this one right.
I gave him that
one. Yeah. He got that one, yeah.
You know what? I'll give him that one, too. It is a Star Trek. It is a Star Trek character, for sure. Because no one, if they were named Harry Kim, they would get beat up on the basketball team. There's no question.
So, unless you're the big center, you know.
Hold on. I can't.
You better be big.
I know I said family program, and I skipped one.
Oh, no.
We're not skipping two.
Get ready, Joel.
I just looked him up. Harry Kim, that's his fictional character. His real name, Garrett Wang. Don't laugh.
Yep.
Check.
Joel.
Oh, yeah, Joel already knew. That didn't count. He didn't.
I guess Star Trek character.
Yep. Yep. Because Eric Gaines Googled it. Not that Joel Voyager. Wouldn't have gotten it right. He has been perfect since. All right,
I
last one.
I missed Voyager.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything, I promise. All right, last one. Jake, is Michael Burnham a college basketball player or a Star Trek character?
Now, that definitely should be a basketball name. I mean, Michael Burnham?
Yep.
He burned him down the lane.
He burned him.
He burned him for the three?
Should have been a broadcaster.
But... You know, I'm quite the expert at sports, specifically basketball. In fact, I've not missed a single game on my bracket yet.
He's filling it out as it happens.
So yeah. I can tell you, I've not heard of Burnham in basketball, so that's definitely Star Trek.
Eric Ainge.
I haven't either, but I haven't heard of the Star Trek or the basketball player named Michael Burnham. Not sure it really exists. He could be pulling names out of a hat. Mm-hmm. He could be making them up as he goes. I'm going to go basketball player today just because, well, Jake, you had me at Alabama cheerleader. And if I'm wrong here and you beat me by one today, you deserve it.
Well, it's impossible for him to beat you by one. Now, me, on the other hand, it's not impossible. So the smart play for me would be to say basketball player.
That would be the smart play.
But I think... that it's Star Trek.
Are you leaning Trek too?
I'm leaning Trek. So I'm really going to go out here on a limb and give you a chance because all I need to do is just pick the same as you today. And then
that's a smart because you were 85 and I was 84.
Exactly.
You forgot the curve though. But, been hitting the head a lot.
But I'm not scared.
I get a grading curve. I'm the kid in school that
I'm going
curve.
Star Trek.
Chad Campbell ain't scared. Joel Silverberg, Michael Burnham, college basketball player or Star Trek character, perfection on the line.
Dun, dun, dun.
So it's a basketball player who has played in this tournament, correct?
Correct.
I don't recognize the name, so unless you're pulling somebody from like Hartford or Norfolk State, and I watch those games anyway, I don't know the name, so I'm going to guess Star Trek because that's what I've done throughout the entire contest.
Check.
Joel Silverberg is perfect on the segment. Michael Burnham was on Star Trek Discovery, which means by percentage points, Chad Campbell finishes second behind Joel.
We knew Joel was going to be perfect.
Celebrating second?
I'm the first loser.
Well, when Joel goes perfect, jeez, you kind of have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I'm not going to celebrate.
Don't we just celebrate me day. For winning? Like, I don't understand why we don't do that.
No.
Check.
Hey, somebody mute Joe.
Check.
We can't mute Joel. He's the only person that can't be
Joel
muted.
Joel can mute Joel.
Joel can.
Check.
And that's that's how we play Star Trek character or college basketball player.
It's a good thing that all these people here to buy cars right now are all outside, because if they walked in here and heard all this, the nonsense segment, they might pay double on purpose.
The nonsense segment. That makes no sense at all. Exactly. That's what I've been trying to tell him all along.
Just won't listen.
Well,
I think the most disappointing thing with all this is how professional Tom is being over there. He's working. He's doing stuff.
You think he knows the show's going on?
Trying to keep his job.
Tom's like, I don't know what I'm going to come up with after these guys get fired. But
No, we heard the joke. It's not a big deal. It's okay. Yes, yes. Are they happy? Yes. Are you happy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Be happy.
Yeah. They're happy. We're good.
Yeah, we're happy. I got to defend my belt, though.
It's not leaving.
So happy I have to sit on my hands to keep from clapping.
Whatever we
a lot of your hands, I'll tell you.
Wherever we go next, whatever game we go next, we can put the belt on the line once again. But people aren't putting anything on the line when they come to see you at Rusty Wallace Honda, Chad, because you guys have great opportunities for people to get into a new Honda to upgrade their ride. Whether no matter what they want on the lot, including that really sweet ride you were talking about right there in the showroom.
Got that right. I got a Boost Blue Type R sitting on the showroom as we speak that is prepped and ready to be in your driveway this Easter weekend. Nothing would look better. Also, 200,000-mile warranty on every new Honda that you get here at Rusty Wallace Honda. And I've got trade-ins galore. A lot of people are out of inventory. I've got Hondas on top of Hondas. I've got pre-owned vehicles sitting out here side by side by side by side, door to door, head to tail, however you want to call them. And I've got plenty of inventory. I'm going to give you a top dollar for your trade. I'm going to sell you mine as cheap as I can sell it, and you're going to be happy.
Chad, we always appreciate being here. Jake, great to see you as well. We'll see you next. We'll see both of you next week.
Because you're not looking at him.
Hey, Jake. Listen, I was going to say something nice. I'm not even the Honda guy, but that is a bad car.
That is. That's a cool car. That is a cool car. Type R.
That's the coolest
Look
one I've
up.
Seen.
Google it. It's perfect. It's
Jake with Harry Kim as a Alabama cheerleader. Another one of the lines that will go down in infamy in Air Kane show history. Yes. Gentlemen, thank you.
I hear if you drive that thing 83 miles an hour, it can take you back in the future.
Yes.
You have to get this one. The 2021 has to go to 88.
It has to. Yeah, 88. That's right.
You have to go to 88.
Bad Tech doesn't break it.
Bad Tech,
get away. In there. Hop in there and see if we can tell past Eric Ainge some things about himself. We'll come back here on the Eric Ainge show live from Rusty Wallace Honda.
Check.
More next.
Is my mic on?
Check.
Check. Tell me when it's off. Check.
Check. Check.
Check.
Check. Check.
1, 2.
Live from Rusty Wallace Honda of Knoxville, I-75 Callahan Drive. You're listening to the Eric Ainge Show. Appreciate you doing that. It's going to be sunny and cold. I'll take sunny and cold over warm and rainy any day of the week.
Absolutely. Some college basketball news. Bill Self has a lifetime contract from Kansas, as announced this morning.
Why do people do that? Did they do that because they don't want him to go to North Carolina?
I don't know. They don't even have an athletics director right now, so who knows even signed it.
I just, like, the whole lifetime contract thing, like, don't say that. Didn't they say that about Jim Harbaugh?
They were going to, but they never ultimately did.
They never did. I just don't understand that. I guess Bill Self's still good because they were still good, even though he can't pay players as blatantly as he used to. But
I think it signals that they're going to stand by him through this NCAA mess for sure.
I think the lifetime contract is.
It's a 5-year rolling agreement that automatically adds a year at the conclusion of each season for the remainder of his career. So if they want to fire him, they have to fire him before the year's over and pay him a full 4 years.
That seems a little less intense than lifetime contract, but that's what it is. I mean, I get it.
It's
that
what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, listen to this. Texas hired Chris Beard, as we mentioned earlier.
Yep.
Here's how they worked it out without anybody knowing or anything like that. Chris Del Conte, the athletics director at Texas, and Chris Beard and his agent met in a room at a Comfort Inn in Plainview, Texas. They got McDonald's, brought it in, and they struck a deal in 3 hours. But they didn't do it at a fancy hotel. They didn't do it at a meeting center somewhere or an airport. They met at a Comfort Inn halfway between the two and got it done. I just think that's interesting. Yeah.
Well, I just think that sometimes it gets blown way out of proportion. If you have a job opening, you know, then that, like, this works. If you don't have a job opening and you're going to meet people or talk to people and it has to be all super low key, I understand that a little bit too. But this is how I would have liked to think that most of these contract negotiations would go.
Yeah.
You got a guy who can make the hire. You got a guy that wants the job that they're hiring for. Have some McDonald's and then not a paid endorsement, and then go get the deal done and then go home.
Right.
I see it gets made way too complicated way too often.
So that's what they did. They met in a room at a mid-level hotel and got it knocked out. They didn't have to do anything fancy, and I guarantee the front desk worker at the Comfort Inn in Plainview had no idea who any of them were, which made it a lot easier than going to, I don't know, Marriott in downtown Dallas, or what's the big hotel with all the lights, the Omni in downtown Dallas. Everybody would know who that is.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's cool. That's smart.
I just think those are interesting.
It's a good hire for them. I mean, he's obviously got all the connections in Texas with recruiting, and literally you could just recruit the state of Texas, and Texas mm-hmm. Tech, Houston, Baylor, and all the rest of them could still be where they're at in the tournament and playing college basketball. It's crazy. We think football with Texas. Basketball is even crazier.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We will preview the Final Four next on the Eric Haines Show, live from Rusty Wallace Honda.
Welcome back into the Eric Haines Show, 865-656-9900. If you want to join us, we are at Rusty Wallace Honda of Knoxville, I-75 and Callahan Drive. And you can take advantage of all the deals they have for you right here at Honda.
It is the Final Four this weekend. Eric, which of the two games tomorrow are you most looking forward to?
Both. I think then the first one at like 5:15 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or something,
I believe
something
it's
like
5:45,
that.
But yeah.
So starting at whatever time they tip, 5:45, until I go to bed, the only thing that I'll be doing is sitting there watching both games. I mean, I really don't know which one I'm more excited about. I think they're both really, really good matchups. Yeah, I mean, I think Gonzaga's probably going to win relatively easily. But in game two, I mean, it's anybody's ball game.
The first game is at 5:14. Houston and Baylor will tip it off.
That's
first.
The one.
Houston has gone on a great run this year. Something interesting that Houston does, I don't know if you've seen this, is in practice, they put a literal cap on the basket to practice their rebounding.
You know, I've heard of that before, but I've never actually seen it. So that would be, I mean, go ahead.
It's a clear bubble that they put over the top of it, so it has different ways for the ball to bounce off of it, and you just have to be really in tune on watching the ball bounce and going up and getting it at the right angle. It's why Houston's one of the best rebounding teams in the country.
I remember the one thing that I saw that was really, really cool and impressive. It was when my uncle was playing for the Suns, and I was young, but I was over there watching practice, hanging out, and Charles Barkley, like in his prime, mm-hmm. was out there, and he would do drills, and it was just him. Other guys did it too, I'm sure, but it was like the Barkley drill, where he would stand in the middle, kind of like almost on like the free throw line, and then mm-hmm. they'd have like four guys, you know, line of 45, and then down on the baseline, and they would pass the ball back and forth, and then one of them would just shoot it up, and he would run to where he thought the ball was going to go, and he had a guy ready that he had to kind of half box out for the rebound, and when it was coming from one baseline, he always would go opposite because the ball bounces long more often than not. And when he had his like specific spots where he's playing percentages almost in getting to a certain spot based on the shot. And, you know, the offensive guys, they're just trying to turn around and get a hand on him or get a forearm to his gut or something to try to box him out. But he would go. Rodman used to do the same thing. They would go based on the percentages of where shots from that were where they were taken were going to end up. And that's not every time, but it was more often than not. And I just remember thinking that was so cool. I was like, wow, like Charles Barkley is one of the best rebounders of all time. And this is why.
Yeah.
So I love that. I mean, if they're putting a literal lid on top of the basket and then playing ball, I mean, that's the only way they're going to beat Baylor.
And then game two will be Gonzaga and UCLA at 8:34. Can UCLA continue its magical run, or is Gonzaga just too much?
I think Gonzaga's too much. I mean, UCLA has a couple guys that can really fill it up and score a lot of points. And if those two guys can do that and get hot, like hot, like memorable Final Four performance hot, then UCLA could win. But I just – Gonzaga just will play their game and do what they do, and they're 10 or 15 points better. So to make that up, they have to find them somewhere.
The women's Final Four is tonight. Stanford and South Carolina get it started at 6 on ESPN. Arizona and Connecticut at 9:30. Interesting note here, the NCAA released a promotional video for the Final Four yesterday on social media. It included highlights of Stanford, South Carolina, and Connecticut. It did not include Arizona at all.
People noticed. Looks like they had that pretty pre-planned as to what they were going to do.
People noticed. So,
yeah. The
NCAA had to issue an apology to Arizona.
Yeah, that's not cool, but.
They are playing Connecticut, so I think the whole world can be Arizona fans tonight.
Oh, yeah, now that Mulkey's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a couple text messages about our what we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
And, all that I got was 100% agreeance.
Yeah.
Actually, one of them, and of course I would never say who, was a UT employee.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that would rather that in a matchup of Geno and Mulkey, if you can't cheer for Meteor Strike, you're cheering for Geno, because that's Kim Mulkey.
Yeah, no, I'm out on that.
Kim Mulkey refused to play Tennessee for a lot of the Candace Parker years, and then as soon as Candace was gone, she's like, oh, well, we found a spot on our schedule for you. And then wanted to play Tennessee while she had Brittany Griner, and then didn't want to play him after that. She was the worst. She is the worst.
I'm not a big fan of hers.
Kim Mulkey's head on a spider's body.
No, that's one. I mean, there's other heads I think you could put on that. If you put Kim Mulkey's head with eight eyes on a spider body, then I would have cardiac arrest. I would just fall over slowly out of this chair and never get up.
Well, that's it for Eric. Good night. Did you see the Michael Strahan video where he got the gap in his teeth fixed?
I did.
It turns out it was an April Fool's joke. He came clean on it today.
It got me.
It got everybody.
Like everybody. That'd be like Anthony Davis doing a unibrow waxing.
Yeah.
Like, I know he's worth all the money in the world, so who cares if you have a unibrow, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I get that. But, like, I think he just let it go too far and then was like, well, now I can't go back on it now.
Right.
He let it get too far is what he did.
Yeah. So, Strahan said his mama likes his gap, so mama's always right.
There you go. That doesn't look as bad. That's just like what I expect him to look like. I don't ever, when he even talks anymore, I don't ever look at it.
Yeah.
It just, you know.
Yeah.
Not to mention Michael Strahan, slightly more intimidating than Anthony Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Even in his post-football playing career, great shape, TV superstar, still more intimidating than Anthony Davis.
Who are you gonna take in a fight right now between Michael Strahan and Anthony Davis?
Michael Strahan every day of the week.
You don't think current NBA with the reach advantage?
No, okay. Because that wouldn't be even if it were a boxing match, no. Strahan would just, like, he's like a wrestler. I mean, DNs are like wrestlers, so he would just take those big gangly legs, take him on the ground and get a hold of him, and then Anthony Davis would be just wrapped up and trying to tap with whatever limb he could get free.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just curious. Coming up on Monday, we're going to need an update on the mustache situation. Did you shoot your commercial for it without it? We'll dive into that on Monday.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards, you know, I got the like the rest of the, you know, like facial hair kind of growing in right now, so it doesn't really pop like it normally does.
Okay.
But I'm just going to consult with my buddy Scott. I asked Chad what he thought.
Yeah,
and he said, well, you know, it's such a thing now, and you're talking about it, and it's you know, maybe you don't get rid of it. And I was leaning that direction anyway, so we'll have to see.
Okay. All right. We'll need an update on that coming up on Monday. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up for this week. So broadcast live from Rusty Wallace Honda. Upgrade your ride right now. Check them out at Rusty Wallace Honda, I-75 and Callahan Drive. This is the Eric Haines Show.
Welcome back into the Eric Haines Show, live from Rusty Wallace Honda, right here, I-75 and Callahan Drive. Been a fun show. Don't forget, if you miss any of it, all you got to do is go to 991thesportsanimal.com. You can check the podcast of anything and everything that we got going on. It's all right there, right at your fingertips, whenever you want it. If you're working right now or you had to go into to lunch or leave the office or whatever, you can always get it at 991thesportsanimal.com.
It's time to find out what we learned today. Eric, what did you learn today?
I learned that coming in second place in Star Trek character or basketball player was pretty good.
You I came feel pretty in third good. Place.
No, Joel doesn't count. Joel doesn't count, so I came in second place.
We had to totally gloss over Joel going perfect undefeated in Star Trek character college basketball player.
No, because that shocks nobody. What
no,
shocks
it
people
it...
is that I was going into the championship round with an 84% and that Chad was at 85. Jake was a little, yeah. You know, he was 50. He was down there a little bit, but
he had a rough start.
He tries hard.
He had a rough start, but got better as the weeks went on. Yeah.
Yeah, A for effort for sure. What else did I learn? I learned that I'm super excited for tomorrow at – oh, that reminds me. I need to cancel golf today. I learned that I need to cancel golf. If you're listening right now, I got to cancel golf today.
Uh-oh.
That's probably all I'm going to do.
Uh-oh.
So hopefully I remember to text you. Anyway, I'll have the baby and Turner tomorrow. So I don't know what shenanigans we're going to get into, but – all shenanigans will be called off at 5:14.
Got to watch the Final Four.
I might even be as bad of a father as to bring a second TV down and put it just like up on the counter or something so Ramsey can watch like Frozen 2 for the 1,000,000th time and I can actually watch basketball.
Yeah.
Well, I'm probably going to do something like that. Or I'll get all the stuff that she likes to get into that her mom doesn't allow her to. I'll get all that stuff out.
I mean, we have two TVs in the living room, and I don't consider myself bad. We let, you know.
Oh no,
he doesn't really watch the shows.
My living room is really not that big. We have a one big TV, and it's mounted up on the wall.
Yeah.
Perfect viewing for everybody, but Ramsey's not, you know, at almost two, a huge NCAA basketball fan yet.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I might have to do that, or I'll just have to let her play in all the stuff that she gets in trouble for playing in.
Yeah.
One of the two. I'll figure it out.
Cooper likes basketball. We've watched it. You know, it has kept his attention similarly to the only three shows that air on Disney Junior, which are Puppy Dog Pals, Tots, and there's a dinosaur one, too.
Or I'll just have to yell to Alexa all day. You know, it's like, Alexa, play Baby Shark. And then a minute later, Alexa, play Baby Shark.
No.
Thousand. No. Alexa, play Baby Shark.
Oh, over. There's another one. Bluey. Bluey's another show.
No, I don't get down with Bluey. Don't trust him.
No.
Don't trust him.
He's a blue dog that has a British accent or
don't trust
Australian
him.
Accent or whatever.
Never seen it. Don't trust him.
A lot of accents. Tennessee softball. Is at home this weekend, starting at 5 o'clock today against Kentucky. You can hear those games on the Sports Animal AM in Knoxville, starting with...